Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, this question just popped in my head. Literally during the commercial break. I was on social media and Pat McAfee was asking Adam Schefter, hey, what position group is kind of hot right now? What are teams looking for? And one of the positions that came up is wide receiver. Now, the Chiefs, they kind of have a surplus at wide receiver, which sounds kind of crazy to say, honestly, but they kind of have one right now. Rob, let me ask you this. Let's say that a team right now calls and they're willing to give you a sixth round pick that could become a fifth round pick for Tyquan Thornton. Are you trading him? I asked that question because, I mean, basically, since Rashee Rice has come back, Tyquan Thornton has just not really been a part of their offense. Do you know how many snaps he played on Sunday? Just guess.
It's got to be a low number. Let's say 16.
Five.
Oh,
Tyquan Thornton was on the field for five snaps. Now, I understand the purposes of depth and break in case of emergency, so I certainly get that. I'm not advocating if they trade him. I mean, if you keep him, it's no money. So it's not like it's a harm. No harm, no foul if he's on the roster as well. But, I mean, I he's not a part of their offense anymore. So they just had a three-game homestand, a homestand in which the offense was red hot on fire. He had one catch during the homestand. He had two targets in their last three games. Now, an injury happens. He pops back up. He's certainly reliable. He's a good break in case of emergency kind of player. But we have talked about everybody got to eat. And I think we know that sounds great. But somebody always ends up getting the short end of the stick. You got a lot of mouths to feed. You're running the ball 12 times with Isaiah Pacheco. You're giving every short yardage opportunity to Kareem Hunt. You're throwing it more to Breshard Smith. Kelsey's got to get his targets. You're throwing the ball to Rashee Rice 7 to 9 times. Xavier Worthy's got to get his. Somebody was going to be left out. I think we have our answer now of who's going to be left out. That answer is Tyquan Thornton. I think he would have a little bit of value. I think he could help a team. He could obviously help Kansas City. But if you're telling me that you're down a wide receiver right now, I'd at least be making a phone call to Kansas City to find out what Tyquan Thornton is worth. The Chiefs don't have a sixth-round pick right now because of the Joshua Uche trade last year. I'd at least, hey, you can get back into the sixth round and trade a wide receiver that you're currently not using. If I'm another team in the league, I'm at least making the phone call to see if Tyquan Thornton is available for us.
If I'm Brett Veach and the phone rings and it's, I don't know what teams are looking for a wide receiver, and they say, hey, how about Tyquan Thornton? Yes, sign me up. You can have Tyquan Thornton. Because I understand the more is more conversation, you know, more. I get it. I 100% get it. But it's not like trading Tyquan Thornton means the wide receiver depth disappears. Like, I know it's a player we have mentioned zero times this year, but didn't you draft Jalen Royals to be a part of the offense at some point?
Yep.
Maybe not this year, but next year. But if you're telling me it's after week 9, which would be when the trade deadline is, if you can get a sixth-round pick or, heaven forbid, a fifth-round pick for Tyquan Thornton, you still have Hollywood, you still have Worthy, you still have Rashee Rice, you still have Juju, and if you get forced to a break glass in case of emergency situation, you have your fourth-round rookie in Jalen Royals as your fifth wideout. I am all for it. I don't know the Chiefs are going to do it. I don't know who's going to call the Chiefs about it. But if someone called to buy Tyquan Thornton, I think you have to make that move if you can get something for him, because I think at the end of the year, he's walking for nothing anyway.
Yeah, do you think I'm crazy, though? Like, I would if I'm another team in the league, I would absolutely call about Tyquan Thornton. He's shown you that he can play. if you look at the first 5 weeks of the season, he could certainly help a team. Think if you're a team like San Francisco, for example, that has had a lot of injuries over the last couple of weeks or so. Juwan Jennings has been hurt. Brandon Ayuk is still hurt. You miss McCaffrey, Kittle. If you're telling me right now that you add a guy like Tyquan Thornton who could instantly come in and be able to help you and be a DeMarcus Robinson type kind of player for basically no money. I mean, right now his base salary is $1.1 million. Cut that in half because we're at the midpoint of the season. Talking about $500,000 to get a proven right now healthy wide receiver who hasn't really taken a lot of punishment over the last couple of years. Now, that's an argument for why Kansas City should keep him. But if you're another team, that's a guy right now I'd be looking for. The same way that I think we were having the conversation about the Chiefs and running back, like that to me would kind of be a, hey, whose situation has changed over the last couple of weeks? Like in Carolina, you got Hubbard, but you had Rico Dowdle. You're not going to give both of them the same amount. One of their contracts is expiring. Is there a chance for you to come in, slip in, give you a nothing pick? We can instantly put that guy on a roster and feel like it's an upgrade. I feel like Tyquan Thornton is one of those players. That's a good point about Jalen Royals. Jalen Royals was the guy you spent a mid-round pick on. I haven't heard from, seen from. Is he still around? Because if you felt really good about Jalen Royals and he was trending in the positive direction, it would absolutely make Tyquan expendable.
I also am coming at this, and we've talked about this in the past, and this is an unpopular opinion by me, but I feel like you can recreate Tyquan Thornton pretty easy. Like, let's be honest, when the Chiefs signed Tyquan Thornton last year to their practice squad, me and you did not talk about it. The average fan may have referenced, hey, they have Tyquan Thornton. He didn't play last year. He wasn't active last year. He just existed. He was on the roster. Right now, they have a Tyquan Thornton type probably sitting on their practice squad. You just don't know his name. You can recreate that player pretty easy. You can trade him, get the pick, either A, use the pick to find the next Tyquan Thornton, a guy who's productive when it's injury-riddled and can help you, or B, you pick that guy up off the street. Like, Justin Watson was another guy the Chiefs have done this with. I mean, Mecole Hardman, to an extent, is a guy the Chiefs did this with. Like, his whole NFL career is thanks to the Chiefs in doing this with him. So, I am not a guy who thinks Tyquan's here for a long time, and I think you can recreate Tyquan pretty easy with other free agent or draft options, and even if you trade him, you're carrying six wide receivers. Because earlier I mentioned the five. I forgot, Nico Remigio is a guy who can also play wide receiver and has got wide receiver snaps this year.
They got like a bunch of those kind of guys.
You have an abundance. Tyquan Thornton seems like an easy one where you dole out and try to get something back. Now, per the conversations, how they go, the text line is now suggesting that maybe you get a fourth for him. I think that's outside the line of possibility. You're getting a sixth that maybe turns into a fifth. That's the dream.
Yeah, I would say that's best case scenario. Like, this is just a hypothetical. That's a best case scenario that you end up doing it. That you end up, hey, another team offers you a sixth round pick. They're needy. And I also think, I mean, if you want the Chiefs to be players, man, having that sixth round pick to potentially go out and get that defensive lineman that you're talking about, maybe go out and get that pass rusher, would just be a pretty valuable thing to have right now in the holster to be able to go out there and make a move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.